the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land. And his
welcome, folks.
To be a businessman.
You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on July 27th, 2020. And boy, that month of August approaches rapidly. And we were told that Joe Biden would very possibly announce his running mate on August 1st. So I'm really, really on the edge of my chair waiting for that. That's going to be fun. Interesting, fascinating, important. Anyway, this is the Trump Phenomenon Show for the next 60 minutes. I'm James Kelso, and we're live. You can call in at 800-313-9443. I'll tell you the most exciting thing I've seen today in the news, and that is a group of people who sound just like this show. Only they're doctors, and they are called American Frontline Doctors, and they have a website, I believe. Let me just check that. American Frontline Doctors, they had a seminar today in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. On the steps there, if you've been there in front of the Supreme Court, there's a nice kind of a broad area between the Supreme Court and the backside of the U.S. Capitol. And they were there, about 20 of them, I would say, with a microphone. And they were doctors. They sounded like Kelso, but they had MD after their name. So it was pretty wonderful. And they were saying that we remember the first thing we said on this show as regards the Kung Flu was that we're getting hosed. Well, that's what these let me look at their name again. American Frontline Doctors. And they call themselves Frontline Doctors because these are doctors who are, for the most part, they are engaged in treating China virus patients every day. So they are, they know what they're talking about. And they, well, let me go, I took some notes today. I watched their seminar, and I need to watch it again. Let's see, let me get my notes in front of me. Let me see here how I can do this. Here are some of the things that they are saying. Going right to like some of the bottom line statements they're making. These are very prominent doctors. One who's practiced over 30 years in Santa Monica, and I didn't recognize him, but boy, I'm sure we have mutual friends. Another one from UCLA, and from all over the country. Very brave, bold, important doctors. And they were saying that we have been hosed so badly with the Kung Flu. And I'm going to mix up terms, of course. They don't use the term Kung Flu. It's just me. You know, they call it the coronavirus or COVID-19. They said that maybe 70,000 to 100,000 people may have died of the coronavirus needlessly. Why do they say needlessly? They say, among other reasons, they say that the political correctness, the enforcement of political correctness in the medical profession is so heavy-handed, it's so draconian, that doctors are not able to practice good medicine. One example being the use of hydroxychloroquine. These doctors, the American frontline doctors, they concur. Hydroxychloroquine works. It works as a prophylaxis against even getting coronavirus, and as a treatment, it will cure coronavirus. The most common statement among the doctors who took the microphone was that they use 200 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine twice a week. They also use, let me remember my terminology here. It's been a long time since I went to medical school. A real long time. Sorry, I never have been there. Is it called Zithro? There's an antibiotic, Zithro. They use hydroxychloroquine, Zithro, zinc, which they say is very important, and then also vitamin D3. And an interesting observation, one of the doctors said, do you notice that one of the symptoms of coronavirus is loss of smell? That, in other words, if you can't smell anything, which means you can't taste your food, taste being by and large smell, that's an indication you may have coronavirus. And the doctor said, well, funny thing. What is one of the symptoms of zinc deficiency? Loss of smell. And he says, we as Americans are overwhelmingly zinc deficient, just as a population. He said that coronavirus worsens. It causes great depletion of your body's zinc. You become even more zinc deficient. So they treat coronavirus with zinc and hydroxychloroquine. These doctors said, commented on people like Fauci saying hydroxychloroquine is dangerous. They said, this guy's full of crap. the hydroxychloroquine, let me find the quote here, is safer than Motrin, Tylenol, or aspirin. That's what these doctors said today. And I love they were in their white doctor's gowns, smocks, whatever they call them, and they actually had a logo, American Frontline Doctors, on their medical garb. So it really looked spiffy the way they had it. But cutting right to the chase, what they said is that what they're saying is that this, we've been hosed. People have been killed by bad medicine, by a politically correct medical profession that is whore. And they said one of the groups of people shutting down any interest in hydroxychloroquine, trying to censor hydroxychloroquine out of the conversation. Oh God, I said that conversation out of the available treatments is Big Pharma. Big Pharma hates hydroxychloroquine because there is absolutely no money to be made in it. It's a very cheap generic drug that has no money potential for. So Big Pharma is bad-mouthing and paying doctors big bucks to badmouth hydroxychloroquine. Now, interestingly, there's a Trump connection here, of course. Donald Trump, this genius, he picked up this signal that hydroxychloroquine works. He picked it up months ago and started putting that out there, and immediately was assaulted with a barrage of abuse from the fake news media. One of these doctors has 350 patients, all of them with coronavirus, many of them with what are called comorbidities. And she said one of the most ignored by the media of the comorbidities that really increases one's chances of suffering from coronavirus is obesity. But she said, I have 350 patients, many of them with comorbidities like obesity, diabetes, and COPD, emphysema. And she said, I have not lost a single patient. I have treated all of them with hydroxychloroquine. And let me find her exact language here. All of them have gotten better. Has not lost one person. Her name was Dr. Emmanuel. And so that was a very interesting thing to see today. And they were adamant. They were not hedging their bets or mincing their words. They were adamant. Many people have died because of bad medicine led by Fauci. And they said, they were asked in the press conference, what message do you have to Dr. Fauci? And they said, Dr. Fauci, get yourself a stethoscope and go treat somebody. Because he said he doesn't treat people. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not actually practicing medicine. So they were blistering on Anthony Fauci. Here's one. Here's a detail they gave that nobody's reported. It's been censored out of the media. Doctors are being threatened who prescribe hydroxychloroquine. That's bad enough. So their freedom to be doctors is being severely impaired. But it gets worse. For the first time in the history of medicine, first time only with Kung Flu and only with hydroxychloroquine, pharmacists who have never had this power before, a pharmacist never had the power to veto a doctor's prescription. The doctor was boss. The pharmacist filled the prescription. He didn't veto it. Pharmacists can now refuse to fill a prescription for hydroxychloroquine, and they are doing that routinely. So you, if you can find a doctor who will prescribe hydroxychloroquine for you, you may still be up the creek without a paddle, because the pharmacist, you got to now find a pharmacist who will fill it. And that's never existed before. And these doctors said, what is going on? This has never happened before. So many, they said, so many things are going on with coronavirus, COVID-19, that have never, we have never seen in medicine before. They said, for example, two major articles, one of them in Lancet, condemning hydroxychloroquine. We, the American frontline doctors, we checked these articles out, found they were false and phony. Within 2 weeks, Lancet and the other publication, I forget which one it is, one of the big ones like New England Journal of Medicine, one of those big ones, the most prestigious in medicine, withdrew the articles. And they said, that's never happened before. They've never withdrawn articles because they were fraudulent. But that's, all the rules are being broken with hydroxychloroquine. Phony articles. Pharmacists empowered to stop the use of hydroxychloroquine. So anyway, that was very exciting to me today. I don't know the, now I'll go back to my anxiety. I'll return to my anxiety, my panic attack. It's probably too little, too late. This group is too small. There are a bunch of doctors in it, but they were having to hold a press conference out on the plaza in front of the Supreme Court, and the media wasn't there, just like two-bit media. The major media outlet that was there was Breitbart. They were covering it fully. But these people, you know, what is the sound of a tree that falls in the woods and no one hears it? What is the sound of one hand clapping? Well, it's the sound, I can answer that, it's the sound of American frontline doctors holding a press conference. I think it's wonderful to hear them validate Donald Trump and to validate what we were saying on this show, one aspect of it, that we're all being hosed. But is it going to be enough in time to save us from a sweep by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and whoever the hell he announces that we hear August 1st? Remember, I stuck my neck out and said, I think on August 7th, I mean, I was just pulling a number out of a hat, just based on, not completely, but just, I said around August 7th, Joe Biden will announce Michelle Obama as his running mate. So let's see. Let's see what the big talk over the last couple of days has been, Pocahontas as his colored woman running mate. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a
giant. Hey, we're back. All right, now I want you to listen. This is, you're going to be listening now to American frontline positions. They're right in front of the Supreme Court, that magnificent piece of architecture. Here is, I'll try to gather some names. You might hear them before I can, or as I'm hearing them. But this is about 20 doctors, real doctors, treating people with coronavirus, and boy, do they disagree with the Fauci politically correct line that you are being, that we're all being fed. So listen in. This is exciting stuff.
Thank you so much, Congressman. So we're here because we feel as though the American people have not heard from all the expertise that's out there all across our country. We do have some experts speaking, but there's lots and lots of experts across the country. So some of us decided to get together. We're America's frontline doctors. We're here only to help American patients and the American nation heal. We have a lot of information to share. Americans are riveted and captured by fear at the moment. We are not held down by the virus as much as we're being held down by the spider web of fear.
Bingo, exactly what we were saying on this show from the beginning. It's the panic. It's the freak out that the left is using to destroy our economy and to destroy their real goal, big goal, destroy Donald Trump. And I think they're succeeding. I don't think that the 100 days that we have, 98 days that we have left, are enough time to get out enough truth, to educate enough people, to tamp down that panic. I think in their panic, we may see the biggest mistake ever made in American history, which is a rejection of Donald Trump.
That spider web is all around us, and it's constricting us. And it's draining the lifeblood of the American people, American society, and American economy. This does not make sense. COVID-19 is a virus that exists in essentially two phases. There's the early phase disease and there's the late phase disease. In the early phase, either before you get the virus or early when you've gotten the virus, if you've gotten the virus, there's treatment. That's what we're here to tell you. We're going to talk about that this afternoon. You can find it on America's Frontline Doctors. There's many other sites that are streaming it live on Facebook. But we implore you to hear this because this message has been silenced. There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation.
Get that, what she just said. And, you know, if you want to refer back and, you know, study it more yourself, American Frontline Doctors. And it doesn't look yet as if they're that easy to find. I don't think they've got a big web presence yet. I'm not seeing something magnificent right up in front of me, but maybe people like Facebook are making them hard to find. But she said thousands of doctors are being prevented and they're being censored.
That we can manage the virus carefully and intelligently, but we cannot live with this spider web of fear that's constricting our country. So we're going to hear now from various physicians. Some are going to talk to you about what the lockdown has done to young, to older, to businesses, to the economy, and how we can get ourselves out of the cycle of fear.
Now, by the way, the most amazing fact, we might actually hear it here in the brief time we have together. If we're lucky, we'll catch the doctor who mentions this. You know, one of the things you're hearing, I guarantee you're hearing it on your TV set right now, is that one reason your local school district better not open up or shouldn't open up is that when somebody points out, the fact is kind of leaked out that the kids don't even get the virus. They don't communicate it, and they don't suffer from it. But we'll be right back with the comeback that the left is using to still try to shut down the schools. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Q.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Who need it the worst?
Let the rest of the world
help us for a change. Build America first. Hey, we're back, folks. Now, before I forget to mention this, let me give you a fact that emerged from this American Frontline Doctors seminar press conference that they held today. Get this. The left-wingers, see, they want the economy shut down. We said this on the show. They love their lockdown. We got that right. They love the lockdown of the schools. From K all the way through graduate school, they want it locked down. Anything that can wreck the economy, create chaos. So when you inform them, gee, it looks like kids don't get the virus. So, for instance, you come back with a fact like this one that's not reported on the Puke News, that out of 9 million K through 12 students in the state of California, the number who have died of the Kung Flu is zero. Zero. So that's kind of a devastating number, isn't it? Pretty hard to build a panic on a on a statistic of zero. But let me give you another statistic it's pretty hard to build a panic on. After you knock down the idea that the kids are going to get the Kung Flu, they go, well, all the teachers, these precious little babies, the teachers, they're going to get the Kung Flu from the students. So we have to keep the schools closed to save those precious teachers, little babies. Well, get this statistic. And this is one you can, stick in your pipe and smoke it. I gave you the statistic for just the state of California, 9 million kids, zero deaths. I'll give you one for the world. One of these doctors gave this statistic. In the entire world, there is not one documented case of a student giving a teacher the Kung Flu. Not one single instance. Not killing anybody, just even giving the teacher the Kung Flu. Boy, the left sure doesn't want that fact to get out. Because now, why do you shut the school down? The students aren't going to get it. If they do get it, they don't suffer. Most of them would not even know they had it. They don't transmit it to anybody, including their teachers. So now what's your excuse, Mr. and Mrs. Left-Wing Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? So that was beautiful. But you see, the thing is the American public, here's George Orwell's prophecy, the book 1984, is proving to have been a true prophecy. They are, by controlling all the news channels and all the information flow, they are controlling the minds of Americans. These facts that I'm giving you here, I'm throwing them out there kind of in a hopeless, it's gratifying for you and for me and our little audience to learn these things. Hey, we were right. But, yeah, we're right, but we're dead, so to speak. We're right, but we're defeated. That's a better term there. We're defeated. The left, by controlling the media, defeated us with lies. And they have put those lies. Remember George Orwell's point in 1984 is the moment that Big Brother knows that his program has worked is when the public that he's brainwashing actually believes the propaganda. They aren't compelled. They don't. They actually themselves, if their chains were cut and they were free to act, they would act on the propaganda as if it were true. So that's what we have. We have the American public driving around in their SUVs with masks on, with their windows rolled up in North Dakota or places like this. Dr. Fauci doesn't have to be there in the car with him, and the thought police don't have to be there in the car. The person's got the mask on all by themselves. So let's listen a bit more here to American frontline doctors. This doctor's name, I'll try to get it for you, but she is wonderful. Let me resume where we were with her. La ta 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 ta. Here is it. Where is it? Here it is.
Dr. Hamilton.
Thank you, Simone, and thank you all for being here today. I'm Dr. Bob Hamilton. I'm a pediatrician from Santa Monica, California. I've been in private practice there for 36 years.
36 years in my hometown. Dr. Hamilton. I'm looking at him trying to figure out, have I seen him? Undoubtedly, I have. 36 years in Santa Monica. And let me tell you, Santa Monica has incredibly high standards in hospitals.
And today I have good news for you. The good news is that children, as a general rule, are taking this virus very, very well. Few are getting infected. Those who are getting infected are being hospitalized in low numbers. And fortunately, the mortality rate of children is about 1/5 of 1%. So kids are tolerating the infection very frequently, or actually asymptomatic. I also want to say that children are not the drivers of this pandemic. People were worried about initially if children were going to actually be the ones to push the infection along. The very opposite is happening. Kids are tolerating it very well. They're not passing it on to their parents. They're not passing it on to their teachers. Dr. Mark Woolhouse from Scotland, who is a pediatric infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist, said the following. He said, there has not been one documented case of COVID being transferred from a student to a teacher in the world.
Okay, there you go. There you got it, folks. Dr. Hamilton, Santa Monica, he gave the references, not a single case. Can you say to yourself, I've been hosed? I have been hosed. What if facts like that had come out early on? And what if they had been coming out continuously, copiously on the news in America? There'd be no freak out. There'd be no panic. There'd be no crashed economy. There'd be no lockdown. There'd be no multi-trillion-dollar stimulus package. The Trump boom would have simply continued unabated. The boom would be even boomier now than it was in January. That's what the left knows. That's why they've done this. They had to wreck the Trump boom, and they have succeeded.
In the world, I think that is important that all of us who are here today realize that our kids are not really the ones who are driving the infection. It is being driven by older individuals. And yes, we can send the kids back to school, I think, without fear. And this is the big issue right now, as Congressman Norman alluded to. This is the really important thing we need to do. We need to normalize the lives of our children. How do we do that? We do that by getting them back in the classroom. And the good news is they're not driving this infection at all. Yes, we can use security measures. Yes, we can be careful. I'm all for that. We all are. But I think the important thing is we need to not act out of fear. We need to act out of science. We need to do it. We need to get it done. Finally,
the sirens you hear in the background, folks, are probably the rioting commies in Washington have got the police going.
The barrier, and I hate to say this, but the barrier to getting our kids back in school is not going to be the science. It's going to be the national unions, the teachers union, the National Education Association, other groups who are going to demand money. And listen, I think that it's fine to give people money for PPE and different things in the classroom, but some of their demands are really ridiculous. They're talking about, where I'm from in California, the UTLA, which is the United Teachers of Los Angeles, is demanding that we defund the police. What does that have to do with education?
So there's another gem for you, folks. That's a doctor telling you, and he's sticking it out there, that who's trying to keep the schools closed? The teachers' unions. If you don't know the nature of these beasts, that might catch you by surprise. You'd think, oh, they want to go back to school. They want to teach. They're teachers. No. No, they want to use a shutdown as blackmail to get things like open borders and Medicare for all and whatever their wish list is of left-wing ideology. The children be damned. The teachers' union bears a relationship to teachers analogous to the relationship of Dr. Fauci and his Centers for Disease Control happy warriors bear to actual treating doctors. The two groups actually are diametrically opposed. One is trying to teach children or heal people, and the other is a bureaucracy that wants power and money. The children or the patients be damned.
They're demanding that they stop or they shut all private charter schools, privately funded charter schools. These are the schools that are actually getting the kids educated. So clearly there are going to be barriers. The barriers will not be science. There will not be barriers for the sake of the children. It's going to be for the sake of the adults, the teachers, and everybody else, and for the union. So that's where we need to focus our efforts and fight back. So thank you all for being here, and let's get our kids back in school.
Here comes another doctor.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stella Emanuel.
Now, this doctor is going to knock your socks off. This is a black woman from Nigeria, Stella Emanuel, and she has more guts than just about any white American doctor. Listen to what she's adamant. She is strong. And she says, I don't think we'll have time to get to, you know, she talks a little while here, but she says, I don't care what they try to do to me. I'm trying to heal people. And I care about my patients. They want to destroy me as a doctor, then let them do it.
I'm a primary care physician in Houston, Texas. You know, I actually went to medical school in West Africa, Nigeria, where I took care of malaria patients, treated them with hydroxychloroquine and stuff like that. So I'm actually used to these medications. I'm here because I have personally treated over 350 patients with COVID. Patients that have diabetes, patients that have high blood pressure, patients that have asthma, old people. I think my oldest patient is 92, 87 year olds. And the result has been the same. I put them on hydroxychloroquine, I put them on zinc, I put them on Zitromax, and they are all well. For the past few months, I've taken care of over 350 patients. We've not lost one, not a diabetic, not a somebody with high blood pressure, not somebody with asthma, not an old person. We've not lost one patient. And on top of that, I put myself, my staff, and many doctors that I know on hydroxychloroquine for prevention, because by the very mechanism of action, it works early and as a prophylaxis. We see patients, 10 to 15 COVID patients every day. We give them breathing treatments. We only wear surgical masks. None of us has gotten sick. It works. So right now, I came here to work.
It works. Now I'll go forward. Let me find another doctor here for you.
Sustainable. What's sustainable? Well, we can socially distance and wear some masks, but we can also open the schools and open businesses. So this measured approach I'm talking about isn't made up. It's going on in Sweden, and their deaths are about 564 per million. UK, full lockdown, 600 deaths per million. So we're seeing that the lockdowns aren't decreasing significantly the amount of deaths per million.
What is this doctor citing?
And then we can allow the people to have
that exact thing we cited on this show, the non-lockdown nation of Sweden, where they didn't have the freak out, they didn't have the lockdown, and they've done better health-wise than any of the nations around them that locked down. There are a couple smaller nations near them that have done as well as Sweden that had a little bit of a lockdown, but there are other extenuating circumstances that explain why Denmark, Norway did extraordinarily well in the coronavirus. Sweden done much better than Britain or Belgium or France or Germany. No lockdown. Never was necessary. And here's a doctor citing that fact.
Their independence and their personal responsibility to choose to wear masks and socially distance, as opposed to putting edicts on them, you know, kind of controlling them.
Okay, let's go to another doctor.
Reduce the number of deaths. Urge them to read Dr. Harvey Risch.
Okay, this is a a woman who's the head of Tea Party Patriots who are sponsoring this event.
Well, yes, my data will come out. When that...
Let me go to another doctor here. I'll just jump around.
Well, hydroxychloroquine, yeah. I mean, that can be done. Yes, that can be used.
Well, okay, I'm getting lost here because...
Hi, I'm Dr. James Thayer. I just want to add a couple of comments to what Dr. Gold was saying. If it seems like there is an orchestrated attack that's going on against hydroxychloroquine, it's because there is. When have you ever heard of a medication generating this degree of...
This guy's good. I'm glad I found this. This is a doctor who... Well, we'll come right back to it right after this break.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
Can't get no respect.
We're back, folks. We got a caller, Kenny in Texas. Let me skip the out of the video we were in there. The doctor was simply pointing out that there has been a war. This is a doctor saying it, not Kelso, the loudmouth on radio. This is a doctor saying there has been a concerted war against hydroxychloroquine by the mass media. And that doctors who mention it, use it, want to investigate it, are hounded. Well, let's go to Kenny in Texas. Kenny, you're on the air.
Hi, James. I know it's the end of the show, so I'm going to be real quick about it. It sounds like we're not going to get vaccinated. I want to make a comment about what you said yesterday about the ship and the lifeboats. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. The ship's called the Trump ship. That's the name of the ship. And there is no lifeboats. And so when you ain't got lifeboats and you're on this battleship and you got incoming coming from everywhere, there's no exit plan. So we don't have an exit plan. We have to win this battle. And I believe every Trump person out here knows this. And we are not losing this battle. We are not going to lose it. There's nothing to gain if we lose. I mean, no, everybody's going to take us over, and we're going to be a communist country at that point. And so there's no exit plan.
Kenny, I love you. I want to add you to Chris in Hawaii. And who was the other great gentleman we had yesterday?
I don't remember right off.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. No. John in Missouri. So now we'll add you, yes. Kenny, in Texas. I love what you're saying. And I love what you say that we don't have lifeboats. And I want to agree with you about this, is that if Trump doesn't win the election, that is not the end of the world. That is that the SS Trump, you know, the USS Trump will sail on. And it may not be in the presidency, but the Trump movement, remember I've said that, the Trump movement is the most important thing Donald Trump has created. He is the head of that movement. And on November 4th, if, you know, Joe Biden is elected president with a fraudulent election or otherwise, we will still have the Trump movement. So, Kenny, I'm sorry we didn't have time.
Okay.
Take a rain check. Come back tomorrow night. Finish your thought. I love your thought. And I love you optimists out there like Kenny and Chris and John in Missouri. Thank you, Kenny. I like what you're saying. Want to hear more of it. See you tomorrow night, folks.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.